I'm joined today by Bruce Wilkinson to talk about his new book, You Were Born for This. Bruce, it's great to be with you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you and to talk to the Multnomah sales team.
Bruce, the title of your book, You Were Born for This, seems to promise a big idea. In just a few sentences, how would you describe it?
When you read the New Testament, you see Christ's promise and his straightforward statements over and over again, talking about the type of life that he came to offer to people. It wasn't a normal life. It was going to be an extraordinary life. It was going to be a life that could not be explained. He came to open the way between heaven and earth so that heaven can invade people's lives and that their lives could not be explained on human terms. When you read the New Testament, when you read the book of Acts, you see a new normal of life. And I find people all over the world are hungry for that type of life because they're not experiencing it. It is a life-changing book.
So what exactly do you mean by miracle, and what do you mean when you say that we're all constantly in need of one?
People don't live in such a way that they experience miracles all the time until they come to understand that's the kind of life God exemplified in the Gospels and called us to in the book of Acts, and that it is to be the norm. What has happened to the word miracle, unfortunately, is that we have taken a word and we've narrowed its meaning so narrow that very few of us can ever attain a life that has miracles. A miracle to me is when God himself intervenes in time and space into the life of a person or a group of people in such a way that they say, oh, God just did something, or that was a miracle. It's a personal miracle. When I help people in such a way that the book is that I discuss in the book, at the end of a conversation or a meeting, I will say to the person, "How would you describe what just happened?" And the almost 100% answer is, "Oh, that was a miracle for me." If they say that was amazing or that was helpful, then that wasn't a miracle. It's when the other person knows completely, no doubt about it, God intervened, God invaded my life and did something that was supernatural. It was above the natural. It was above the norm. It was from God. And when I use the term personal miracle, I'm really specifically focusing on God using you in the lives of other people in such a way that a miracle occurs in their life, and they're the ones who use the term.
Bruce, in your bestseller, The Prayer of Jabez, was criticized by some as being too focused on getting God's material blessings for oneself. How would you respond to that viewpoint, and how would you position your new book, You Were Born for This, as similar to or different from Jabez?
Well, that was one of the shocks about the Prayer of Jabez. I had preached the Prayer of Jabez hundreds of times in many countries for 25 years, in seminaries, in Bible colleges, in mega churches, in conventions. And in 25 years, no one ever said, your message is about getting rich or material blessings. Not one time. It's when the book became a bestseller, and when people hijack the message for never intended purposes, that the problem of material blessing became an explosive theme in some camps. Even though the book actually says in print that this has nothing to do with prosperity gospel, the book was criticized by people who positioned it in a way that it was never written, never intended, and clearly stated wasn't. This book is, in a sense, the secrets behind part two and part three of the Prayer of Jabez. Part two, which is where most of the miracles occurred for people who prayed it, millions of people prayed it, was expand my territory. It was saying to God, please let me do more for you. And the third part as I do that, as my territory grows and I have more opportunities and more influence, I need your help. Would you please put your miraculous hand upon me? Well, that's precisely what this book is about. How do you expand your territory and have the power of God all through your life so that wherever you go, now this is going to be this is kind of an amazing sentence, that wherever you go and any person you're with, if they're in need of a miracle, you can become equipped to be God's delivery person so that they will have a miracle. And that when you meet them, no matter who they are, you will have the conviction, not the hope, not I hope this happens, not I believe this will happen, not maybe this will happen, but the utter conviction God's going to do a miracle right here. So it is the flip side. It is the answering the question, how, what is the secret of releasing the power of God through me in the lives of other people?
His latest title is You Were Born for This. Bruce Wilkinson, it's been wonderful to be with you today. Thanks again.